Can you imagine if one of the apostles kept a personal journal? Here might be some of the entries. I don't get this Jesus. He chose a tax collector. Really? As a disciple, a tax collector? Aren't they scum? The lowest of the low? I'm at least a fisherman. Today, this Jesus fed over 5,000 people with 2 loaves and 5 fish. I saw it with my own 2 eyes. They said he's a miracle worker. I wonder what else he can do. We were out on the Sea of Galilee, and this huge storm arose. He was sleeping. We shook him, and with 3 words, quiet, be still, the storm calmed down. It wouldn't work for me when I tried it. Lazarus was dead. Dead, as a matter of fact, 3 days in the tomb. And with 3 words, Lazarus came out and was alive. But boy, could you smell the stench. And just one more. Fire rested above our heads, and my hair was fine. And when I spoke, everyone understood me. It's now my turn to tell the world about this Jesus. Today, we celebrate Pentecost, the birthday of the church. Did you know that Pentecost was and is a Jewish feast? It celebrated the giving of the laws, the Ten Commandments, to Moses on Mount Sinai. Every single adult male was required to come to Jerusalem for the feast. That's why we read in the first reading about all the different regions who heard the apostles speak in their own tongues. And as Father mentioned last night with the Pentecost vigil, different readings, different homily, before the Tower of Babel, there was just one language. And scripture says God confused this communication to many languages and dialects. By everyone hearing what the apostles spoke, Jesus undid this confusion. Remember, Jesus was sent to fulfill the Old Testament. In the Acts of the Apostles, the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles as tongues of fire. Why fire? When the Spirit descended upon Jesus during his baptism, it was in the form of a dove. We've also heard the Holy Spirit referred to as Ruach, the breath of God. However, God came to Moses and Mount Sinai when he gave the Israelites his laws, and that was in the form of fire. So Jesus is giving his new laws through the apostles to the people, hence fire. We read about Pentecost in the Acts of the Apostles because no gospel writer mentions Pentecost. The scene starts in the upper room, which the door is not locked this time. The room where they celebrated the Last Supper and where they encountered the risen Christ Easter evening. That's what's recorded in today's gospel. They went to that very room after Jesus ascended into heaven and were praying together with Mary, his mother, some followers, and Matthias, the successor to Judas. Another Catholic fact I bet you didn't know. They prayed from the Ascension, which was a Thursday, until Pentecost, a total of 9 days. And that's where we get the tradition of praying a novena. Throughout the 9 days of prayer, while Scripture doesn't record what they prayed for, we do know that after they received the gift of the Holy Spirit, they were changed. They had the courage to preach the good news of Jesus Christ. Where once they were timid and afraid, they were now on fire for our Lord. They went out, they cured the sick, raised the dead, fed the hungry. Peter, the denier, spoke to the crowds and converted over 3,000 to Christianity at one time. They were brought in front of the Sanhedrin. They didn't care. All but John were martyred for their faith. This was all accomplished through the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the same gifts which you and I received in baptism and confirmation. Father has asked over the past several weeks, whose job is it to spread our faith? Come on, you all know the answer to this. It's not just Father and I. But you might worry about how you'll be perceived by your family, your friends, and your coworkers. You also might think, I don't know apologetics well enough if I'm challenged. It's almost like you're locked in the upper room. Believe it or not, I used to be afraid to speak in public. Yes, me, deathly afraid. You know, sweaty palms, the whole bit. When I heard God's voice calling me to the diaconate, I asked, why me? There are better speakers out there. There's more knowledgeable ones as well. I may know scripture, but I certainly can't quote chapter and verse. But God wouldn't take no for an answer. So I educated myself. I read books. I listened to CDs. Yeah, this was years before they had podcasts. and I became more knowledgeable in our faith. I practiced, and I do so before every homily. Just like the apostles, I prayed. Slowly and gradually, it took. I'm still learning, and Father and I learn every week from the resources we share. We often say to each other, "Boy, I never knew this." And we're both in our 60s. But you don't have to be ordained to speak about Christ. The only obstacle in your way is you. Your fear, your uncertainty, and your self-confidence. Just like the apostles were emboldened to go out after being gifted by the Holy Spirit, you have those same gifts. It's your turn to share your faith. Our God expects nothing less.